In a high-tech world where people have ever-increasing courage to sit behind a screen and dole out opinions without consequence, comes three heroes prepared to fight back through the safety of our microphones and digital airwaves. You've got one star for us? Well, we've got three stars for you. Here comes Three Stars Podcast, ready to dish it out.
Edit that out.
See, this is the side of bartending that no one fucking talks about. I don't want to know that joke. All right, I just happen to know that joke. I was just there when it happened.
Hi ho, Samantha Boldy Woods here with Three Stars Podcast. I'm here with my two brokes, Bill and Brad. Say hi, gents.
I got totally taken back because I thought
that you were
going to be coming in this episode with like this old timey accent or something like that. And I'm like, fucking Kermit? I'm like, what the hell?
On the fly. Keep you on your toes.
They need to do a Muppets Take the Ren Faire or something.
Oh, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah, like Muppets Robin Hood or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go, Disney. You know what? We'll call it a cool $5 million. All right. You can have that. Have that idea.
Make it even six because there's three of us.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Thank you.
At this point in the podcast, I'll take $5.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in to the Broke Three Stars Podcast. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not, but I am.
Broken like Thor's hammer.
That's right. Where we're here to shit on the shitty Yelpers and the shitty reviews. We appreciate you tuning in and listening. Please make sure to go ahead and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or any podcast platform that you listen to us on. Make sure to hit that subscribe button, ding-a-ling-a-ling, that little bell that goes off. And go ahead and hit that like and share button as well. Today, we're going to be talking about the Renaissance Festival, the OD times.
What the fuck just happened?
And we're going to be talking about the joys of the Renaissance Festival and the not so joys of the Renaissance Festival. Most of the reviews that I looked at, it came down to the same thing that any park comes down to, you know, or a Halloween haunted house. Long lines, you know, too expensive, blah, blah, blah. But we thought we'd go ahead and read some of these reviews for fun, and also because the Ren Fest is going on right now in Larkspur, Colorado, and we hope to make it down there. So before we jump into that, or before we throw those tomatoes, we're going to go ahead and start with a drink and chit-chat about that. Brad, what are we drinking today?
We are drinking feet.
What?
We're drinking what? Mead. And just when I first put my nose up to it, I was like, oh, that smells like old feet. But no, we're drinking mead, which you can get at the Renaissance Festival. And it is super freaking ancient and old. It is a thing that, surprisingly, while we don't drink that much of it in the United States, there are 250 meaderies in the U.S.
Wow.
So it actually has made a rise in the U.S. for the last bunch of years.
But it's not made out of rye.
But I see what you did there.
Do you like that? Oh, clink, clink.
Cheers.
Dilly, dilly. Holy smokes.
Wow.
That's really
strong.
Yep. And got some complexity to it. Hmm. Oh, shit. Yeah, I can't drink a lot of that.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing you took a small amount. Speaking of drinking, not everyone needs to know this, but we are recording our second episode in a single day because we can do that. But I took the last month off of drinking.
Science.
And I remembered that.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I took the last month off of drinking, and now this is the most I've had to drink, I mean, in a month. But
are you feeling it?
Recording two episodes in a day, plus we started off, Bill, before we got here.
Oh, really? I thought about it. I was drinking coffee.
I got
some tequila in there. And
we
popped
over at a friend's. They were having a barbecue, and it was on our way. So we popped over there for like a half an hour, and they had Truly Otter Pops. Like,
they're so good.
Frozen pops. And we had a couple of those. Those are very interesting.
They're very good, but let me tell you, they'll mess you up real quick. And I don't know, they came. Kind of gave both of us an upset tummy, like an acidic tummy.
The second one did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. So this is my first day back to alcohol.
Welcome back. Hopefully you'll sleep like a baby.
You underestimate the power of the dark side.
That was one of the things. I had a friend who had taken 7 months off of drinking. He lost 35 pounds. He was sleeping like a baby. And the sleeping like a baby is the part that actually got my attention. I have slept like shit for a month.
Yeah. So. That's the alcohol you need.
We'll see.
Because you have dreams again.
Yeah, that's true. Do we have any shout outs today, gents? Any shout outs? Do we need a shout out to anybody?
I got a shout out.
Yeah.
Alex Freeman. She's been downloading our episodes, apparently. She's been binge watching, is the better term for it.
Binge listening.
It's an old friend of mine. So, you know, always happy to have a new listenership, new guests at the bar, so to speak.
You know, I got a shout out. I'll give a shout out to Kimberly Stenick, who we ran into today, who's a former coworker of mine. She's since left the industry, which is funny because that was my last shout out, was a former coworker who'd left the industry. And she told me today that she actually still listens to the podcast, which I knew that she listened about a year or so ago, and she shot me a text message about some things. But I was kind of surprised when she told me today that she still listens. So shout out, Kimberly.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and move into Behind Bars with Bill, since he wants to sing about stuff. Bill, sing it away.
Well, I'm not going to sing.
Oh.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. So I'm kind of fucking behind the eight ball here. I was trying to come up with some factoids about ancient bartending and stuff. Ooh. But I don't know. It's not working out in my favor, but I will tell you that the TV show Cheers is based on a real bar called The Bull and Finch. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
Well, now
I
you did. Do.
Wow.
Oh, did you, Brad? Did you
I
know
did.
That?
I've been there.
Really?
Yep.
Of course you have. Were you in the training videos?
Yep.
That's where Sam Malone came from.
Right. Sam Malone's actually loosely based on Brad. We're going to need those royalty checks there, bud.
You know that his bit of flair was that he could slide a beer down the bar and it would round the bar. It would go around the turn.
Defies physics. No way.
I mean, that was the thing in the show, but...
But still, because honestly, that's one of my favorite tricks is sliding drinks, and it is fucking scary. For one, it's horrifying.
Well, he was.
And it's really difficult.
He was a pitcher, right? He was a relief pitcher.
I did not know that for
the Red Sox. That's his lore. But he was a drunk,
right?
So now in the show he doesn't drink anymore, but he owns a bar, and he. In one episode, he actually loses his ability to send the drink around because now all of a sudden he's had bad luck because he lost the bottle cap off the last beer that he drank. And he's just going in this spiral. He keeps sending drinks down the bar and they keep just falling off the bar. And so he's like, well, fuck. Now he didn't say fuck, but he's like, I'm going to drink again. He pops a bottle off a beer and he's about to take the drink and everyone's like, no, don't do it. And he's like, stop. And he takes the beer and he puts it down, slides it, and it goes around the turn, and then he keeps the bottle cap.
Dude, I've watched Cheers when it was on. I don't remember. Like, it's in there somewhere. It's not like Cocktail.
Every episode of Cheers, every episode of The Honeymooners, and every episode of the original Star Trek. That was my whole thing throughout high school.
Old school Star Trek, that used to be like my fall asleep timey stuff until I just started watching actual documentaries. The father of modern bartending is Jerry Thomas, which I think you've probably mentioned before.
Yeah, we've talked about him before.
Yeah, we should have him on the bar on the podcast.
Sure. I'll call him up. Is he on social media?
No, I'm pretty sure we're going to have to like send him a letter.
Okay.
I'm not sure how things
I'm good at writing letters.
Then. I was looking for medieval type
shit. We're
going to
have to send him a prayer because that's about the only way he's going to hear us.
Is it? No. Dude, time travel, bro. We're actually recording this in 1782. Oh, I'm sorry. 1862.
The ye o merry time.
Oh, dude, that's way older. That's what I was saying. Like all the bartending lore I know is from the Old West. I don't know any like from like medieval times. All I know is like bar witch, which if you ever shout that at me, like I'll I'll probably laugh. Like, honestly, like, it's fucked up and you probably shouldn't do it to a chick, but it, like, if you're like, ah, bar hag, I think that's fucking hilarious.
I would think on that one, timing would be key.
Yeah, timing's everything, is it not? Especially, you know, in terms of quantum physics and flux capacitors. I don't know. I don't want to like rehash a bunch of bar lore that I already know, but I feel like I'm panicking now. I don't have anything prepared. I wasn't ready.
We could talk about sarsaparilla.
So we could talk about sarsaparilla, but that's
a whole other thing.
That's old Western times. That's not like medieval times.
I think that like bar lore and bar mythology is
it mostly starts, I feel like, with the old West. The original, like, it started in Greece. Ancient Greece were the first bartenders. That's what I've gotten from Google.
Sure, but really? I think in terms of like in America, what we consider bartenders, right. I mean,
it's a whole, there's a whole like...
Right, it's Old West, it's the double door saloon.
Dude, I know we talked about
prohibition.
This. Like, in fucking Red Dead Redemption, like if you shoot the bartender, the fucking town will all rise up against you and fucking like
shoot you, drag you out.
I was trying to go back further than that, but... Like I know we've talked about like mirrors on the bars so they can't fucking walk up behind you and shoot you in the back of the head. A shot is a shot because it used to cost the same as a buckshot or like a bullet, like an ounce of whiskey.
Interesting. I wonder how much does a single bullet actually cost now? Is it the
fucking
same?
Fucking lot. It is not the same, but I am curious. Jarvis.
But I mean, I understand that we immediately think of like, oh, Western times and Western movies.
But it's way older than that.
But it is. I mean, especially if you think back to the colonial era when we're just founding this
right.
country.
The Declaration of Independence was written in a fucking tavern.
Where did they
to be that bartender? Could you imagine?
Oh my gosh, that would be crazy. I'd be a fly on the wall for that.
We should travel back in time.
We should go. But I mean, what were bartenders like then? You know, because I told Brad this morning that actually cider was the drink of choice for the morning beverage. It wasn't beer. It wasn't wine. It was cider because the upstates, is that right? The states up north?
Yeah. You're talking about like the original colonial states.
They had apple trees everywhere.
Right.
So they made cider.
Johnny Appleseed is a real dude.
These fucking apples are going bad anyways. So yeah, we might as well get fucked up.
Fucked up on them. So, I mean, just kind of, you know, I wish there were TV shows that portrayed what bartending was,
right.
what service industry was back in those times, not just sick. The old West well, like, where you draw your gun it? And Fuck. Have a Whoa, what shootout it? At high noon.
It would be great to have like a documentary series or something along those lines, or you mean an actual movie?
Either way, something
to
comic
give us
book, graphic novel, if you will.
yes, I see that over there.
Barkeep William T. Hutchison was one of the original founders.
Damn it.
Pioneer.
I lost my train of thought.
Well, I'll tell you this. A single 50 caliber round is $10.50.
That's like a craft cocktail. It depends on what kind of whiskey you're drinking,
I suppose.
It
depends on where you're at, too.
There is this show on fucking HBO, and it's going to make me fucking crazy, but... It's a Western, but it's mostly centered around the bartender.
Westworld?
No, it's a fucking Westworld.
it's got Wes in it.
I don't remember. Timothy Oliphant's in it. But anyways, like the barkeep is like the mafioso fucking like Don, essentially just runs everything, like all the hooking, like all the fucking, like it's,
well, I mean,
you can't do anything in this town without his fucking say so, you know?
I think that's always the case, right? Like in all of the Westerns or just all of the lore that we see, like the bar is where things happen.
And it's almost hallowed ground sometimes.
If you even get into the cities, I mean, you should, I'm going to hand you over or maybe even buy you a copy of David Wondrich's book that where he talks about Jerry Thomas specifically, but he talks about the history of being behind the bar and the things that happened behind the bar.
You are like Switzerland. Like the bar is fucking like crazy shit happens.
I mean, all the business deals. It's like the golf course before
but
golf.
Better. But better. Like, thank you for saying that. I hate that shit. But, people are like, oh, deals are made on the golf course.
But they're made in bars.
A lot, too.
Absolutely. Because what do they have? What does every golf course have? A bar.
Alcohol.
Right. So, I mean, like the main like stakes of business, like of gambling, of, you know, whoring, all that stuff, all that stuff took place in bars. Absolutely. I mean, that's where everybody went to grab a drink, and they would talk and they would make deals. They'd, you know, you meet with people, and that's like, that's where everything happens. And the bar was not, I wouldn't call it the safe space, but it was the community
fucking
space.
Fucking Deadwood,
right?
Deadwood is the name of the show.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Got it. Sorry. That was bothering me so much.
Yeah, that's one that I definitely have to watch.
It's a good one. And even think about Star Wars, man. The fucking, like the Tatooine Cantina.
Right.
Like that bar is fucking hopping.
Right.
All kinds of shit goes down in that fucking place, dude.
I mean, it is part of American lore.
It's a right? part,
it's part of every human culture's lore.
Like, right. But I'm just saying, like, it is, like, it's deeply embedded for us, right?
Yeah.
We don't think about bartenders in ancient Greece. We definitely think about alcohol in ancient Greece.
And toilets and aqueducts. Right. And democracy.
But I mean, for us in like in the United States, like the, like I said, that double door old Western saloon.
It's crazy because like I was like, how hard can this be? You know, and I'm like on Google real quick. I'm like, I got this. And it's all just kind of American history fucking when it comes to bartending. I think it's entrenched in our culture.
Without a doubt.
And I love it.
I think so. I think that's actually a really good Behind Bars with Bill.
Yeah, as all over the place as it was.
It was kind of like, yeah, it's a time displacement's a motherfucker, right?
Yeah, it's all good. Okie dokie. Thank you, Bill.
I don't have notes for this one. I looked. Nothing worked.
Sorry. Shall we go ahead and move on to the main course?
Yeah. Are we doing two in the main course?
I got two in the main course. We're going to talk about them.
Cool.
So we're just going to read through both of them, and then we'll talk about both the pros and cons to both.
Oh, okay. So it's we're doing a twofer.
A twofer.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do the first one.
Okay.
It's called the Spocker.
So which is this our Renaissance Festival?
This is our run.
Okay,
yeah.
In Colorado. Okay.
Yep.
This is a 1-star review on Google from 10 months ago. Save yourself time. Nope. Sorry. save yourself effort, time, and money. Don't go. They are running at what seems to be 300% capacity. It's to the point it seems completely unsafe. Parking is an absolute nightmare. You pay a fee to get in, yet every single thing inside costs more money. The line to use a porter potty was 30 minutes. The line for a piece of pizza was over 50 minutes.
They didn't have pizza back then.
You can barely walk inside. It's so packed. There is really nothing small kids can enjoy here. The costumes make no sense. Seems more like a college Halloween party. And the exploitation of animals is devastating. Won't be going back.
Okay.
I don't know. That last bit gets me a little bit. I've never been there. I'm a Ren virgin. A regurgin. A virgin. Riff virgin.
Virgisance.
So I don't know. I've never seen it. I've never seen it with my own eyes. But that. That little tidbit, I don't like that.
I would want to know the details of that because I've never seen it.
Gerald the Sheepfucker is a character, or like there's a wet market. What do you mean exploitation of animals? Yeah. Heavy petting? What are we talking about here?
They do a whole jousting thing, right?
Wait.
What?
Let's read the second review
before we
get into all this stuff.
Okay, so it's in response?
Like no, this is just another review.
Okay. I misunderstood the assignment.
I'm sorry. Bill, do you want to read it or do you want me to read it?
I think you should do it.
Okay. This is a 5-star review from a week ago.
Oh.
Really? Oh. An amazing time for the entire family. Tons of stuff to do, from live entertainment to shops to tons of food. They have jousting events. We're twice a day today. Sword swallowing, music, tomato throw, and just so much more. We bought tickets online, which made it very easy with them on your phone to enter. Prices at the shops, foods, games, etc. were all pretty reasonable. Definitely worth stopping at. Dress up, join the fun.
So it sounds like they got their shit together after quarantine.
Ah!
Well, and also the year ago, jamming people in.
Well, you got to make up for lost time, dude.
Yeah, it's also outdoors.
Right.
Right?
Which wasn't that the whole bit. As long as you're outside, you're good.
Exactly.
That's why people were eating in the streets.
Right. Man. That's why so many people went. And I'm sure they must have a capacity. We've been, two times? Three times?
Two, three times, yeah.
And I'm sure they have a capacity, whatever it may be. But I'm willing to bet they pushed it. a year ago in order to regain. Mm-hmm. They couldn't even open the year before.
Right.
But
what?
I don't know. I.
So most of these reviews that I read were pendulum reviews. You know, on one hand, I found very few 2-3-4-star reviews. Very few. They were either 5 saying it's a great time, take the family, it's a lot of fun, costumes are great, lines are long, but whatever. That's a part of the whole experience. And then I found a lot of reviews that were the lines were too long, the traffic down there and getting back to Denver was insane. Oh, yeah. The prices were astounding. How dare people charge this much? It's one or the other.
It was hot.
It was hot?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I mean,
you're in that old-timey clothing.
I just got 1 star.
Yeah. I mean, so the whole point of me picking these two reviews is exactly that. It's you cannot please people. You either get the people that are like, yeah, it's a great time, and they know the expectations of what they're getting themselves into. Yes, it's an amusement park. It's a theme park. It's a haunted house. It's some place that's going to cost you money. It's a concert venue.
It's a festival. It's literally a festival. Right. Have you ever been to a festival anywhere?
Right. It's like a concert. You go stand in. We went and saw a year ago Van Morrison, and we stood
Holy crap.
A line.
Was it at Red Rocks?
No, it was at Fiddler's. By the way, they overpacked that place as well.
Because it's outside.
Right. And we're just coming out of COVID. It was in September.
My favorite part about Fiddler's is the angle. You're going to see somebody get drunk and fall.
Fall down.
Fall down that fucking hill. It's going to happen.
But anyways. I mean, the line into Fiddler's was longer than any line I've ever seen. It wrapped around buildings, large office buildings. The prices to get a beer are stupid expensive. So get over it. Know
it's called pre-gaming.
No, yes.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
If the water's too expensive, bring water with you.
Yeah, right. They can't deny you bringing in your own water.
Right. If you think that it's too hot out, don't go during midday. You know, beat the traffic and go right when they open or go when they're closer, you know, to closing. Plan around. Don't sit here and complain about stuff that are outside your realm. You know, if parking is a nightmare, whoop-de-fucking-do. So is traffic on I-25.
I see this being the kind of thing where someone would write a negative review because it rained.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Especially that place. If it rains, the way their layout is, they are on a bit of a hill.
It just turns to shit
real fast. Oh, it turns to shit so fast if it rains hard. I mean, like if you get some sort of like monsoon style like flood there, it's going to turn to absolute garbage.
Yeah, all of these things that this person and all the other people have complained about, you should know your onions and you should not have your expectations as high. You're there to have fun and to see people in costumes and to see, you know, great carpentry and great metal. What is it?
Well, yeah, they're
magic and swords
and just craftsmanship and, yes, you're talking about blacksmithing.
But yes.
Blacksmithing and the knives and the daggers that you can purchase there and stuff like that.
And yeah, this person said there's nothing to do for kids. There's a ton of shit to do for kids. I don't know how old their kids, small kids, I guess. But I mean, let's see. When the last time we went and we took Avi was probably 4 or 5 years ago. So that would have made him 8 or 9 years old. And he could throw a tomato at those dudes who were saying
sitting
things.
Sitting in the stock holds.
I just want to say that was...
Is that what it did? I seriously...
Yeah,
just,
they sit in the stocks and you
I,
throw...
I am steps ahead of you, but I couldn't remember. I just was trying to figure out the name of that word and I just went down a fucking rabbit hole. You guys are just set teeing me up. Like this.
It was one of my proudest moments when... So Avi was... And I think we brought one of his friends. They were throwing tomatoes.
Right.
You know, you buy a number of tomatoes or
so
whatever.
So they have these at the rent fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And this...
We
and
should
the
have
guy,
them in real
and
life.
The, and the yes. guys are up there and they are just firing off
insults
at you. I mean, they're so good at it. It's just insane.
How does one get this job?
And I step up because I'm like, let me get a little bit of a turn. I step up and the guy yells out an insult at Samantha and I fucking nailed him straight in the face on the first throw.
Nice. Nice.
Look, the Ren Faire is a lot of fun. Is it my cup of tea? Not really, but I still enjoyed going, you know, and they even, the last time we were there, they had a rock climbing wall.
Yeah.
They have stuff so that even if it's not your cup of tea to have a turkey leg, you can get pizza. You know, I
Well, and the, do you have anything vegetarian?
And for the little kids,
yeah, bread, I mean, dude.
And for the little kids, they have shows all day.
They do have shows,
but they have puppet shows and shit there
too. They have puppet shows. They have like, you know, people like standing up and doing you know, like juggling shows. They do. It's like a busker fest, right?
Where I don't know what the fuck that means.
Street performing, right? They have people doing street performances.
Yeah, because they had that,
and I mean they have. They have places where you can take your kids and let them try dress up things. I mean,
face painting and stuff.
There's a ton of stuff for people to do.
I call malarkey. Shenanigans malarkey. I call malort.
Malort. I will say they do have like camels and elephants and animals and stuff that you can ride and pet.
Which is animal cruelty, period, but
and
especially
it's not,
with elephants.
It's not the best conditions. I did read a review, it's actually in our notes, where the lady obviously is a part of PETA because that's all she talked about. She's a reviewer that's like, oh, I just came here, the food was great, but the server was flirting with my husband.
So it's like the same thing.
Right. I came here and it was cool, but the animals are treated horribly.
Masking
and
your
blah,
intentions.
Blah, blah. It's like, okay, don't. Just don't, please.
Yeah,
please,
I mean, I don't know what the animals are treated like off stage or whatever,
no.
But I mean, they have horses that they use in the jousting and sword thing. And then they actually... They do cool presentations, kind of like a Animal Planet style. They brought out this cat. What's that one cat that has the super long, fluffy tail? Do you remember what it's called?
So a lynx? Are you talking about a fucking...
It wasn't
tails.
A lynx. It was a member of like the small, big cat family.
It looks like a cheetah, doesn't it?
It's a jaguar.
It does. It does. Uh-huh. I can't remember what it's called. But they have like that kind of presentation, and that cat was treated well, right? Of course, it had a collar on it so that it wouldn't run off. But I mean, and then they do other like shows and whatnot, but not in such a way where it's like dehumanizing. It wasn't like this horrible thing, like they're snapping whips at the animals and all that.
Right.
Kind of
right.
Stuff.
No, nope. It wasn't any of that I can recall as well.
Oh, you know what else they had that was cool? Remember the geode area where you can like buy a geode and bust your own geode?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
That's dude. Kids are into that shit. Were there dinosaurs? Because when I was a kid, that's all I needed.
I mean, I'll tell you what I think about these two reviews.
Even
I think that the first one is garbage and this person needs to get out of the house more. Because yes, you pay, like if you were to go to a concert, like you said, you pay to get in and then your beers are, you know, $10 a piece. If you go to a baseball game, you pay to get in and then absolutely everything
inside. And there
are
lines everywhere too. And there's traffic everywhere.
Right. It costs
$6
for a small bottle of water. You go to a movie theater, same thing, right? Like this person, like their review's garbage. And I think that they should be 86th and shouldn't get to come back anymore.
I think so too.
We're back at my bar team.
The second review I actually think is solicited.
It might be.
It's too good.
It might be.
It sounds too
fluffy,
perfect.
Fake. Yeah, there were two of them that
they have jousting events. We're twice a day today. Sword swallowing, music, tomato throw, and just so much more. It sounds like a commercial. It sounds like an advertisement.
It could be. It really could be. Then again, it could be somebody who knows how to write a review and says, look, they have a little bit of this. They have a little bit of that. For you people who want to know what they have here, this.
Yep.
Are they throwing buckets of shit into the street? And is anyone dying of the Black Plague?
No, not this.
I'm looking for an authentic fucking Renaissance experience here, okay? Like,
rats running all over the place, giving you the bubonic.
Are the children running from fucking... Chihuahua-sized rats, like fuck
wrote
off,
upon usual
giving
sizes.
You the bionic plague.
the bionic.
The prices at the shops, food, games, etc., were all pretty reasonable. I think is a funny, stark contrast to the first review.
Yes,
and that I'm like, it's going to depend a lot on what you consider reasonable.
Reasonable, right? How much do you make?
Because everything is expensive.
It is. It is expensive. I mean, but again, know your onions. If you cannot afford to go out and eat. Don't go out and eat. Don't go out and eat and then not tip.
Right.
If you cannot afford to go to a baseball game, don't go to a baseball game.
Don't
you know?
Go out and drink if you can't afford to Uber home. Fucking
like,
bloater.
Just come on.
Well, and go with, like, this is what you need to do, right? Like, you're going to be there for any number of hours. You know you're going to need to eat at least one time.
Right.
Well, be prepared for that.
Right.
Lines are going to be long, especially if you go during those hours that everybody eats.
Can you bring your own food in there?
Right?
Do you know?
Into the Renaissance Festival?
I don't think so.
And that's going to have to do with whatever license they have to serve food and alcohol. Same thing, right? But then, you know, like Bill and I were talking about the Fan Expo, right? Which is the comic book fan convention, everything in Denver. Bill didn't end up going because, yeah, he could afford to buy the ticket, but then there's all of that awesome stuff inside that you want to spend money on. And he's like, the temptation's just too great. So I'm not going to go this year, right?
Next year, though, it's on. I'm cosplaying.
Yeah. And you're like, you make that decision for yourself because Bill knew better.
That's adulting. That's what you do as an adult.
Right.
So.
I don't know whether to vomit or cry right now.
You look at you adulting.
I'm cosplaying as Lion-O at the Ren Fair next year.
Dude.
Okay. So, Bill, did you rate these?
I read them, yes.
No, rate.
Did I rate them?
Yeah. Well, I 86
well,
the person
he
86
before
the first
one, thus making the decision.
Oh, that's right. I think the second one could be a solicit. I'm going to give it 3 stars because it does give quite a bit of information as to what goes on at a Ren Fair. You could go a little more with detail, maybe not sound so commercially, but maybe some pictures would be good too. I think there were pictures actually. No, there were. I'm sorry. I just couldn't put them in here.
Because there were pictures?
Yes,
that determined my decision, Samantha.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no, there were pictures.
That's voter suppression.
I'm so sorry. That's
a bad joke. I shouldn't have made that joke.
What are you going to say?
I think, what wizardry do you speak of? What is this Yelp? What is this tiny device that you are so obsessed with? I want an authentic fucking Renaissance experience. I was going to say 2 stars due to photos, but I'm going to stick with my 2 stars.
Okay.
Just because I do think it's a little too neat and tidy.
Mm.
And your magic scares me. Witch! She's a witch!
Burn him!
I was going to give it 2 stars, but if there are photos that we just didn't get to see, that to me would bump it up to the 3rd star because that would incorporate some detail that I would think was missing. And you can earn a lot of points with me if you include the photos. So
Pixar, it never happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like when they say things like the sword swallowing or the tickets or the, like
jousting.
The cost of stuff was reasonable. I want to know what reasonable means to you.
Right.
Because reasonable is a totally different
nerd. Yeah.
Right. Reasonable is a totally different thing. But I'll go ahead and give it 3 stars because there were pictures. I'm just not seeing them.
We don't know. Just because there were pictures that were omitted does not necessarily mean
they were
good pictures.
No, actually,
they're good?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay. I believe.
Yeah.
You.
I'm trying to copy them and I can't seem to get them.
Oh, well, are they on your computer?
It's a save link.
Okay, they are actually kind of decent pictures.
All right, 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, guys. Welcome to 3 Stars Podcast. Wait, what happened?
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, stuck in a logic loop.
And they don't look, they look like pictures of someone who was watching. They don't look like
professional
photos.
So no.
That's good.
Yep.
I'm sticking to my guns.
Stick to your guns. That's fine. We all have opinions. All right.
They're all like assholes.
Yes, they are. God, I love that little saying. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back in just a few minutes with Happy Hour. Spooky Happy Hour.
Spooky Happy Hour.
Wench, bring me another mead.
We work in bars that get 3 stars. Not your minion. Fuck your opinion. Fuck your 3 stars. Hey.
Oh, gentlemen. Hear ye, hear ye. What time is it? It's the 3 Stars Podcast. Happy Hour. 3 Stars Podcast.
Happy Hour.
3 Stars Podcast. Happy Hour. Let's get a meat.
Drink us some honey wine.
I don't know if that was... We should have done like a sea shanty. That was completely unscripted, if you can believe it.
Yeah, we didn't even think about thinking about it.
Yeah, I know. What are we drinking today, Brad?
We're drinking mead. I don't know what kind of fucking accent that was, but we're drinking mead. Mead, most people probably haven't had. They've heard of it. Everyone's heard of it.
I'm going to tell you, I'm feeling it.
I mean, You're feeling a certain way?
I'm feeling a certain way about it.
Yeah. I mean, this mead that we're drinking is 12% alcohol. So it is, you know, it is up
76%.
There. 76%. Yeah.
Something like
that. Math.
They didn't have math back then.
Nobody knew it anyway.
Right.
No, actually they did because they, you know.
Copernicus and
exactly. Stuff. Galileo, Galileo.
They got wrong.
No, mead might very well be the oldest beverage that we know of. I know that we talked about this before and the schmegma that they found in clay pots, but they have Chinese pottery vessels dating back 7,000 years that suggest that mead was the fermented alcohol that was being drank during the drunkenness of ancient China.
Mead times.
During the mead times.
Yeah.
Mead exists as its own distinct category. It is not exactly a wine, and it is not a beer, and it is not a,
fascinating.
Is not a spirit. Yeah. So it is a honey wine, essentially. It's literally just like the basic mead is honey, water, and yeast.
Really?
That's it. That's all you need.
You're telling me I could just put all that in a barrel and stick it out on my patio and give it, what, 6 months?
You're going to still essentially like ferment it or brew it or some sort of thing. But yeah, it's not hard to make.
I'm going to start making my own mead.
And when we talk about how alcohol was found and discovered and whatnot, it's entirely possible that mead was the first instance of accidental alcohol.
Could you imagine? I drank this garbage water and now
I'm fucked up.
Right. I feel amazing.
Right. Well, the really incredible thing is that, you know, honey was like everywhere.
Right, right, right.
Right. So, you know, bees were all over the place. And you find mead as, especially in terms of who was traveling and sailing and everywhere that everyone was going, you know, thousands of years ago, the trade winds. You know, you've got Vikings, Mayans, Greeks, Romans, Egyptians,
Europeans.
Chinese, Europeanists. I mean, you've got so many different cultures that were drinking mead. And then they would add stuff to it to make it somewhat medicinal as well. So it wasn't just used as something to drink and get drunk. It ended up being used medicinally and cross-culturally. You see it in all sorts of literature. You see it in ancient Greek literature. You see it in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. I mean, it's written about, it's sung about, it's talked about.
Even Winnie the Pooh's obsessed with honey.
Exactly. I mean, he was probably getting drunk on mead.
Yeah, that's probably a meta. Stop.
It was even in Robin Hood.
Right.
Men in Tights.
That's my favorite.
Right? When
how come every time Mel Brooks makes some fucking movie, our village gets burned down? That's like one of the best jokes.
That was it was the monk, the Friar Tuck, right? His whole thing is he's drunk all the time.
Right.
Right? Or wait, no, wait. That was actually Robin Hood, Men in Tight, or Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Oh, right.
That guy was drunk all the time.
Waterworld, right? That's the one where he fucking has gills or some shit.
Yeah, swimming around, yeah.
What?
Kevin Costner is Kevin Costner. I'm mixing metaphors.
Yes, you are. No, not that one. But he like gathers everyone around to talk about them.
And is it's actually wine.
To talk
it's not mead, it's wine.
Oh, he talks about wine. Oh, I thought he talked about mead.
Well, what about mead? How about we talk about mead?
I just did talk about mead. Okay. Oh, I'll tell you the thing that I talked about earlier. So you can thank mead for the term honeymoon.
I've never heard that term before.
Honeymoon?
Yeah. Is that like when you eat honey? Oh. Oh, I thought I was going a totally different direction.
Yeah, it's when you slather honey all over your ass.
And you moon everybody.
Somebody.
No, what about honeymoon?
No, so it was considered...
Real mature, dude.
Yeah. it was considered... Honey was considered an aphrodisiac. And obviously, when you drink alcohol, you may
right.
partake in some... sexual activities that you might have thought better about before.
I've never thought about snorting honey before, but yeah. Thank you for the idea.
Yeah, I mean, get your mead goggles on. So what they would do is it was not unusual for a bride's father to include a month's worth of honey or of mead.
Because you want to consummate the marriage, right?
Exactly. But no, they would, so it would be a month's worth so that they, and the idea is that they would drink some mead every day for a month. So, or for a lunar cycle. So it was honeymoon.
Stop it.
Isn't that cray cray?
You stop it.
Yeah.
Ah, that's so good. And it's okay. That's so good.
And now, and craft mead is on the rise. What we're drinking now is actually made here in Colorado. It is it's from Redstone Meadery. This is just their traditional mountain honey wine. And it is literally, I mean, if you read the ingredients, Colorado water, orange blossom honey, wildflower honey, and I can't quite read it because it's so small.
That's what she said.
Mantrachet yeast. Mantrachet yeast.
Some kind of
and
yeast.
And the love.
And honey is medicinal, is it not, Samantha?
Yes, it is. And antimicrobial.
Especially like honey from your region, right? It's supposed to help alleviate allergies in
that
area.
You're supposed to have honey from your area of where you live, so it'll help relieve help relieve allergies because of the histamines. Honey is amazing.
Yeah. And one of the things that actually, so I'm reading this article on liquor.com, it has a whole bunch of stuff on it. But one of the things that they do mention is the consistency of mead was really based on the region. It would be different region to region because the honey that you get is produced based on your local bees.
Bees, yeah.
So it would be like they said, orange blossom and wildflower. Well, what the fuck is wildflower? You know how many different species of wildflower there are? I mean,
seven.
Seven.
Good
probably
job.
Like 7,000. So I mean, and so they just, yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, so what does this taste like?
I don't know. Mine spilled.
It smells like feet.
Spilled.
My cup has a hole in it.
It smells like heavy yeasty
honey.
Honey, yeah.
Fermented
it
in
smells
honey.
Like heavy honey.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a good band name. That's a good band name. Right.
You obviously smell the honey. This one is not
please, sir.
Is not carbonated.
But it kind of tastes like it.
We're
it
has almost
like,
done.
But it almost has like, yeah, it has
a little
like
bubble
a little
flavor.
Zingy, bubbly thing to it.
Yeah.
But I can do it myself. I can wipe my own ass, bro.
Oh, here. Wipe your ass. Shove the bottle up there. If you butt chug it, it's free.
If you boof it, it's free.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Send it is a better slogan.
So, but it literally does taste like fermented honey.
It really does.
Mm-hmm. Right? It tastes like honey. You do smell that bit of yeastiness to it.
Yep.
I need an adult.
It doesn't taste like anything more.
Break your bottle.
Than the three ingredients that it has in it, and I think that that's pretty awesome, right?
You broke it.
I did not break it.
Because you have to pop the other side out first.
I know.
Quit messing with it.
Okay, just leave it here. Okay, fine. I'll drink the rest of it. You fucking talked me into it.
Yeah.
I was trying to save it.
That like that. Oh, I like that. Yeah, it definitely is yeasty, earthy, warm notes.
That is
of
a pretty sophisticated bottle. Yeah, like
you can't even get it. You have to pop. You
got to pop it on the other side, and then you're supposed to lock it.
Well, I had it twice before.
Oh my God, this is a disaster. We should be recording this. We should be recording this.
We are recording this.
No, I mean visually recording this. Recording it on a different medium, bro.
Can't get the damn cap back on the stupid bottle.
Okay, fine. Just pour it out and
into my cup.
Into all of our cups.
No, I don't want any more.
I do. I like it.
It's very good. I wish I could have more. And there it goes.
You are not so smart.
So anyway, it is interesting. There are 250 plus mead distilleries in the U.S. I think
that's pretty cool.
That's really cool because there are already like at least 1,000 wineries and breweries and whatnot in this country.
I would drink the fuck out of this, dude.
Yeah. Well, they have different flavors
too. There's also
I almost got one. I didn't get it because it was not a traditional mead. It did include hops in it. But it was called something like Viking Blood.
What?
Or something along those lines. So, yeah.
Good happy hour.
Dude.
I mead it.
We didn't shit all over it, did we?
No.
I hope not.
No.
I got really excited.
We're going to see what the hell happens in editing. I mean, we'll take care of it in post.
Check,
I have a guy for that.
What did we learn today, Jen?
I would like to go first. May I go first?
Go, go.
May I go first? Because I feel like I shit the bed a little bit in my segment. And I want to give Brad a little bit more to work with. So what were they called? The stockades? Is that what they call when you like you, people would
the
be
stocks?
Like, the stocks. So that so what did I Google? I was like, what was the fucking thing where people were not lynched, but like fucking tied to a post and you threw tomatoes at them, and it was like. None of that. Believe it or not, it did not answer my question.
Aww.
But what I did come across is apparently tomato is a slang due to this fact, due to the stockades. Or I thought they were barracks, but that's wrong. That's where you house soldiers, right?
Uh-huh.
So apparently, and this is just a tie into the. I actually will save that bit for last. So throwing tomatoes originated as like a boo is what it was.
Right.
And I was looking for something because I know because I'm a giant fucking nerd that a lot of people used to be scared of tomatoes because it's of the nightshade family. Yeah. Samantha. Bam. I know that little bit of knowledge. And so like there were people that used to travel around the United States and like eat tomatoes and shit to get people to eat tomatoes. Anyways, not what I was looking for, but still fun little fact. But in the 1920s, tomato was slang for a pretty girl with no brains.
Wow.
Right. Right.
Is that where the term vegetable comes from?
I think that's something else. But yeah, you used to throw tomatoes at people back in the day, like as far back as like the Roman times and such. So much so, like this is so entrenched in our, I want to say society, culture is a better word, that I will... make my point. Apparently, there's a tomato fight festival in fucking Spain. That's not what I was getting at. But on TikTok
now. Oh, I want to go to that.
Dude,
oh,
how fucking
amazing.
Fun would that be?
Amazing.
So on TikTok now, there's a trend. I don't know. I'm reading this on Google because right. I'm fucking 38 years old. I don't have TikTok. Maybe I should. We can talk about that later. Well, I mean, it's a great marketing device.
God, it's
you're either producing or you're consuming, Samantha. This is another part of my zen of rolling silverware. That wasn't my idea. That was Samantha's idea. anyways, TikTok users are repeating tomato, tomato, tomato in their videos to express their disapproval or poor decisions made by others. So tomato, while it, you know, originated and like you threw tomatoes and like it's got tomatoes have a rich history. They're fruit,
wow.
I believe.
I don't yes,
know.
They
are fruit.
Little, you know, the more you know.
Do, 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 do.
But to think about that, and now I feel a lot better about my segment. I know I'm going a little long on my fucking what I learned segment, but guess what I fucking learned today?
What?
Tomatoes are entrenched in our history and like they mean bad things.
Huh.
Like you can, I think at this point, like you could just be like tomato and people are gonna be like, oh,
dude,
I don't know.
Sucks.
And if not, we should make it a thing.
I'm gonna make it a thing. I'll make it a thing with you.
I just tied in ancient fucking bullshit, ancient
history
information into TikTok.
That's
so,
blending of the two.
Mic fucking drop. I would like some more mead, please.
What did you learn today?
That two and ones are extremely difficult the further we get into them.
Take another month off, dude. I've been taking weeks off for what it's worth.
I don't know. What did I learn today? You know, I read up on the mead stuff, and honestly, I did not know that mead was just three ingredients. And that was super impressive to me. And like you said, what does it taste like? And when we tasted it, really thinking about it and going down, like it really just tastes like those three things,
yeah.
Right? Honey, yeast, water. It's
yep.
Like just liquid honey. That's been fermented.
It's fucking delicious.
And they have different kinds. They have a blackberry one that's really good.
I'm gonna have mead.
In terms of the review process, you know, you said it earlier. Know your onions.
Or your tomatoes.
Or your tomatoes.
Or your tomatoes.
Know your tomatoes. Really, like, you know where you are when you're going out and about. I mean, anytime you go to any sort of event like a Renaissance festival, like. Everything's going to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's expensive. You're in for a day.
Yep.
And it, you know, while the shows are free, you know, anything that you want to purchase there, it's expensive.
That's not
so
great.
You know, you got to be prepared for it. And I, you know, just knowing that there are people out there that don't realize that is kind of mind blowing to me.
Is mind blowing.
Yeah. It is mind boggling.
I learned today that tomatoes, back in the day, used to be a term for a pretty girl with no brains.
That was like the 20s. Now, like, I mean, we've taken a journey. Now, when you say back in the day, I feel like
20s. Okay, the 20s.
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's worth
and
noting.
And now it means that you're an imbecile. You're an idiot. Like, how dare you? Tomato, tomato, tomato.
I'm speculating that. That's not a thing yet, and I'm not claiming to have invented
potato
it.
Potato is a derogatory term. It's calling someone a potato.
Isn't oh, really?
Yes. That like an Irish
like mentally
slang?
Handicapped.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yep.
Interesting.
So, well, here we come. How the turntables, culture.
Wow.
Cancel culture. Fuck you. Fuck you. Don't fucking judge.
Your mind is boggling.
It is.
I also learned that mead is also made of three ingredients, which I found to be quite surprising as well. I did not know. I thought it was a fortified wine. So
that's what I thought too.
Yeah.
You know what so is a fortified wrong. Wine? Mad Dog Mad 20. Dog. Fucking 20.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. We greatly appreciate every single one of you. Please make sure to share, like, follow, subscribe. If you want, leave us a review.
We need to make that our review page on our fucking website. And just like...
If you want to leave a review, yeah, we'll get one up on our website. And you can leave reviews on our website. You can email us at 3starspodcast@gmail.com. You can go ahead and leave a review on any of our podcast platforms, our social media platforms. We would love to hear from you. Send us your horrible experiences in the restaurant industry. Send us reviews that you think are great that you want us to talk about.
Memes.
Send us anything. Memes. We love memes. We'll share them too. And y'all.
Memes.
Oh my God. Y'all come back. You hear?
Meat-dee-dees. Friends, how many of us have them? Friends, ones who can depend on. I'm not done.